Good morning. It's Sunday, November 2nd, and this is Mamoon Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Two federal judges have ruled that the Trump administration must continue food assistance for about 42 million low-income Americans during the government shutdown. The rulings say the government must use emergency contingency funds to pay supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. The USDA had halted funds, saying, "The well has run dry." Judge Indira Talwani said the administration erred in refusing to use emergency reserves, which could cover roughly 60% of beneficiaries. The administration must report back by Monday on whether it will authorize partial benefits for November. Another news. Millions of Americans could see healthcare costs double as tax credits for insurance under the Affordable Care Act expire at year's end. Without them, premiums could jump by 114%, according to health policy researchers. Democrats want the subsidies extended as part of ending the month-long government shutdown, while Republicans insist the issues be handled separately. Many small business owners say they'll drop coverage entirely if prices spike. Experts warn that up to 7 million Americans could lose insurance, deepening the shutdown's toll on families nationwide. Another news, President Donald Trump has unveiled a marble and gold renovation of the Lincoln bedroom bathroom, calling it very appropriate for the time of Abraham Lincoln. Critics say Trump is more focused on redecorating than ending the federal shutdown, now entering its second month. The White House says the project was privately funded, but conservationists argue it violates preservation norms. Democrats mock the remodel, saying, "Trump cares more about his toilet than your health care." The president has defended the changes, calling them part of his visionary restoration of the White House. Around the world, at least 50 people have died across Jamaica and Haiti after Hurricane Melissa, the most powerful storm ever recorded on the island, tore through the Caribbean. Jamaica confirmed 19 deaths, while Haiti reported 31. Winds reached 185 miles per hour, flattening homes and flooding entire communities. Jamaica's health minister announced plans for field hospitals to treat the injured, with help from the World Health Organization and several nations. Authorities warn the toll will rise as rescuers reach isolated areas. Another news, 9 people are fighting for their lives after a knife attack on a train traveling from Doncaster to London. Police arrested 2 suspects after armed officers stopped the train at Huntingdon Station. British Transport Police initially declared the incident a potential terror attack before ruling it out. Witnesses described scenes of panic and bloodshed as passengers fled down carriages. Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the attack deeply concerning, and police say it's too early to determine the motive. The rail line remains closed as investigators work through the night. Another news, Egypt has officially opened the Grand Egyptian Museum near the Pyramids of Giza, the world's largest archaeological museum. For the first time, it displays all 5,500 artifacts from King Tutankhamun's tomb together, including his golden mask and chariots. The $1.2 billion complex spans 500,000 square meters and is expected to attract 8 million visitors annually. Egyptologists say it marks a new era for national heritage and strengthens calls to repatriate treasures like the Rosetta Stone. Officials hope the museum will spark a golden age for Egyptian tourism. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.